The mind is a terrible thing to waste. While we are often militant about carving out time to improve our bodies, we rarely carve out time for our minds. My grade this month was a C+, but a vast improvement over my general lack of mindfulness. While I needed to dedicate more time and practice around mindfulness, I was now headed, pun, in the right direction.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you.
Welcome to today's Super You Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Quammen. A lot of you know me as Equal Man. For those that have been listening along these weeks, you know we always give out my Audible version. We always give out snippets of my Audible version of the number one bestseller, The Focus Project, because it's the best time of year for us to kind of reset and refocus on big things versus busy ones. So it's all about how do we get the most out of life and how do we help others as much as possible. So again, glad you're enjoying these episodes specifically around the Focus Project and how you can focus on big things versus busy ones. So here are some more tips around focus. The original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, we made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, we admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we are entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, we humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, we made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people, wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. We continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. We sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, paying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. We had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps. We tried to carry this message to alcoholics, and we practiced these principles in all our affairs. In their original format, relating these 12 steps to the addiction of the ping, bling, and buzz of our phones may be difficult. However, if you look at the summary of the components of the 12 steps as defined by the American Psychological Association, it's easy to see the application to our struggle with our phone addiction. Number one, admitting that one cannot control one's addiction or compulsion, recognizing a higher power that can give strength, examining past errors with the help of a sponsor, an experienced member, making amends for these errors, learning to live a new life with a new code of behavior, helping others who suffer from the same addictions or compulsions. If your or a loved one's lack of focus is primarily the result of addiction to something constantly, including your phone, social media, substances, etc., a 12-step program and group can help. Does your personality change as you age? For many of us, our newfound focus is creating a new me. As we do this, many of us ponder the questions, are we stuck with the personality we were born with, or does it change and grow over time? For centuries, personalities were viewed as something we were born with and stuck with. It led to widely accepted maxims like a leopard can't change its spots. Over the past few decades, this belief has been challenged. Many now believe that individuals have the power to become better people by consciously and purposefully altering one's personality traits. As a glass 100% full kind of guy, it's half full with oxygen and half filled with water, I strongly believe positive changes are always possible. However, does science prove this transformation can occur? Over 50 years of data have helped provide insights to the question, are we stuck with the personality we were born with, or does it change as we grow? The studies show that while some components of a person's personality remain concrete over the years, others can change in significant ways. One study specifically focuses on people's personalities between high school and retirement, a 50-year span of time. For the most part, these changes are positive. On average, everyone becomes more conscientious, more emotionally stable, and more agreeable, said lead study author Rodica Damian, assistant professor of psychology at the University of Houston. Traits such as consideration, congeniality, and emotional stability are also traits that last over the years. According to a study published in the Journal of Psychology and Aging, one's personality changes with age. Participants with an average age of 77 were tasked with filling out a personality assessment measuring the characteristics that rated themselves on as teens. Personality changes are often gradual, but over the long haul, these changes are much easier to see. These researchers found virtually no similarities other than the stability of mood and conscientiousness. It also seemed as if the participants were different people at the two different stages of their lives. There was the teenage self and the 77-year-old self. The longer the interval between two assessments of personality, the weaker the relationship between the two trends tend to be. Our results suggest that when the interval is increased to as much as 63 years, there's hardly any relationship at all. Hence, several studies indicate that personalities do, in fact, change with age. Sometimes these changes can be minuscule, but other times, especially between longer time spans, changes can be quite remarkable. Car wash experiment. In their 1974 car wash experiment, Lotus and Palmer aimed to reveal how memories can often deceive us. The two were especially interested in how questions to an eyewitness could affect how the witness remembered the event. By simply changing how a question is phrased, could a witness's recall be changed? In the first experiment, the participants were presented with video clips of traffic accidents. Following exposure to the video, the participants were asked to describe the collision. Specific questions followed, including about how fast were the cars going when they smashed, collided, bumped, hit, contacted each other. Based on the verb used, smashed, collided, bumped, hit, and contacted, the participants' answers varied. More aggressive verbs like smashed led the participants to believe that the car was going faster. Lighter terms like hit led the participants to recall the car's speed to be slower. The findings of the experiment indicate that different words used in questioning affect participants' perceptions and recall. As it relates to our mission of focus, this experiment sheds light on the old adage that words matter. The words we say to others, as well as the words in our self-talk, really matter. What words are we focused on in our self-talk? Slightly modifying these words to be more positive can drive dramatic results. What you want to avoid is becoming a black belt at beating yourself up with your self-talk. Chapter summary. The one big thing. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. While we are often militant about carving out time to improve our bodies, we rarely carve out time for our minds. My grade this month was a C+, but a vast improvement over my general lack of mindfulness. While I needed to dedicate more time and practice around mindfulness, I was now headed, pun, in the right direction. Top takeaways this month. Number one, doing nothing on purpose is sometimes the best thing to be doing. Number two, be present. And number three, change it up and your mind will perk up. This show is produced by Jake Brin, Maritza Gutierrez, and Kelsey Gomez, and it's made possible by you, our listeners. So thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. Obviously, we have these shows that we do at the beginning of the year. It's the third year we've done it, to where we give you tips and clips from the number one bestseller, The Focus Project. But obviously, we have our regular show. Those are me sitting down with guests. That might be me talking about some late topic that we get a question on, whether that's artificial intelligence, or it could be I get interviewed on another show, or some of our more popular episodes are when we have 7 super tips, or we sit down with guests that we interview, or get tips from Elon Musk, from Jeff Bezos, from Miley Cyrus, on down the line. So again, tune in each and every week to the Super You podcast. We're trying to do more than one show a week, so let us know how that's going. But until next time, this is your host, Eric Qualman. A lot of you know me as Equal Man. Reminding all of us, it's not what we take from the world, it's what we leave behind.
7 6 5 4 3 2 1
Super, 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 super you.